Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you noticed something? The people that have true wisdom and abundance of knowledge are usually the ones that talk less and are comfortable with silence. These are the ones that admit openly that they don't know much. And why do you think they admit that they don't know much at all? Because they might have come across or have had an experience that there is so much to know. Think about it. If you look at the vast nature of the universe, 70% of the universe is made of what is known as dark energy. Now, dark energy is a force that behaves opposite to gravity, moving galaxies apart faster than the speed of light. The remaining 20% is made of dark matter, which is invisible because it's not made of atomic matter. The remaining 4% of the 99% is atomic in nature, which means it's made of hydrogen and helium. And of this 4%, 99.9999% is invisible interstellar dust. Now the remaining 0.01% comprises of our visible universe, right? Our visible universe and everything that we know and the people that we know and all the planets and the stars and the galaxies, the visible universe is just 0.01%. And so it makes sense that the ones that really know a lot admit that they actually do not know a lot, because as humans, we have so much more to discover and to know. On the contrary, the ones who don't know much oftentimes are the ones with loud mouths and are just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And while this is not always the case, usually they're doing so to make up for their lack of perspective and wisdom and knowledge. And this is the intention with which our next part of the Hanuman Chalisa begins. And the script goes,
Buddhihina tanujani ke sumiro pavan kumar बल बुद्धि विद्या देहो मोह हरहु कलेश विकार.
And what this means is, Tulsidas says, fully aware of the deficiency of my intelligence, I concentrate my attention on Pavan Kumar, who is Hanuman, and I humbly ask for strength, intelligence, and the true knowledge to relieve me of all blemishes that cause pain. And this again is a very powerful stanza to unpack. Fully aware of the deficiency of my intelligence. How many of us are willing and open to admitting that there is a deficiency in our intelligence? It's hard to do that because in today's modern fast-paced world, doing so will put us at risk of our careers or our social stature or how people perceive us. But here we have Tulsidas who says, fully aware of the deficiency of my intelligence. Now, Remember, he's not admitting this to thousands and thousands of people. He's admitting it to the one that matters the most, which is his almighty Hanuman. And he says, because I am deficient in this intelligence, I don't know what there is to know. I don't know the information that I need to know. I don't have the full grasp of my spiritual awareness. I am too attached to the physical essence of myself, and I yearn to discover or self-realize the true essence of my being. Right? So he has this deep spiritual yearning. He wants to know what it is there to know, if that makes sense. Right? Because a lot of times, you know, the way Google works, search engines, Google works based on intention, which means that you need to know that you don't know. All right? And a lot of times we know that we don't know something. But what if you don't know that you don't know? Right? How are you going to use a search engine like Google? Right? So a lot of times, especially when it comes to spirituality, we don't know what we don't know. And so there's no way for you to manifest something because you don't know that you need that in your life. And that is where the journey of spirituality, that is the place where your path to devotion begins. And so he says, I concentrate my attention on Hanuman, because he acknowledges that Hanuman is going to be his source of true knowledge, of true wisdom, of true inspiration, of true power and motivation, everything there is to know. And so he says, because I am deficient in my intelligence, I humbly ask for strength, intelligence, and true knowledge to relieve me of my blemishes. Now, you know, just to put it into context, like I mentioned in a previous episode, at this point, when he was writing this Chaupayi, when he was writing this prayer, the Hanuman Chalisa, he was inside a dungeon and he was placed there by Akbar the emperor. And apparently he was there for 40 nights or even more. We don't know the exact duration for which he was there, but he was in a lot of turmoil, stress, physical pain, and spiritual bewilderment also, I'm guessing, right? Because when you're in jail, when you're in confinement, when you're in the darkness, when you don't have food to eat for many days, your mind plays games on you. That is the whole idea of torture, right? They want your body and mind to be disconnected and for you to start questioning so many things. But because Tulsidas's spiritual connection, his devotion to Hanuman was so strong, he was able to transcend that. And so Tulsidas asks for strength, intelligence, and true knowledge. All right. Now, this, I think, is a very, very powerful place to be, because you're coming to the Almighty, to the deity, to the God from a place of humility. And being in a place of humility, although it doesn't sound that powerful, it is in fact the most powerful, because then you are leveraging the strength of the divine that has leverage, that has power over the invisible and the indivisible, if that makes sense. I want to talk about the power of letting go. You know, every night when I do this prayer, Hanuman Chalisa, I ask God to take away my stress, to take away my problems, to take away my challenges, even if it means for a short while. You know, I tell God, keep it with you for some time. I'll pick it back in the morning. Right? And I visually, through my imagination, I just visualize what stress I'm feeling, what issues I'm having in my life and what difficulties and challenges and problems. And I visualize me placing those problems at the feet of Hanuman. And you won't believe it, it works so amazing because I go to sleep without any stress. And I've been having the most profound, relaxing sleep. And many of you know, I've been trying to wake up at 5 a.m. for a while now. I had a long streak, but then last year, and even beyond that, I've been having a really hard time to wake up at 5. And I want to tell you, my friends, that ever since I started my Hanuman Chalisa, and I do my routine every night without fail, I pray to Hanuman, I do the Hanuman Chalisa, and I set the environment. I just don't do the prayers, but I have a protocol or a routine to set the environment, and I go to sleep with that high vibrational state, and I have been able to wake up effortlessly at 5 a.m. Sometimes 5:15, 5 a.m., but in that range. And I have been feeling amazing to start my day in that resonance.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so the point I'm trying to make here is that there is a power of letting go. What is it that you feel that you need to let go? What is it that you're holding on to too much? What is it that the divine can take away from you? What is that burden? A lot of times we're carrying burdens that we don't, you know, need to carry. And so the intention of this part is surrender, complete surrender, right? How can you surrender knowing that you're in a battle, right? How can you do that? It's not easy. But that is where faith and devotion comes into play, where you work hard, right? So I believe, and here's my notion, with regards to achieving any sort of goal or objective in your life, there are two things. One is your own effort, the steps that you take, the planning that you do, the hard work, that's about 90% or maybe 95%. The 5% is the invisible and the unknowable. This is the divinity effect that God has over you. All right? And a lot of times, this 5% or maybe 2% or even more percent makes the difference between you achieving that goal or not. Because you might work really, really hard, but if you don't have that 5%, then you don't get it. But at the same time, the 5% is not enough, right? You need to, you know, put some effort. You got to do your hard work. You got to step into the field with an earnest heart and a sincere mind. And the hunger, right? The spiritual hunger for knowledge or for wisdom or for attaining a particular goal, knowing that you're not wanting to get there purely from an ego standpoint, but from a place of service. How are you going to make the world a better place as a result of you attaining that goal? So as we conclude this episode for today, think about what areas in your life do you want support in? Do you want strength in? Do you want intelligence in? Do you want true knowledge in? Like I said, we are right now in the Kali Yuga age. All right? This is a different age where things are really accelerating, speeding up. When the rules of play are a little bit different from what it was maybe 20, 30 years back. And in today's age, we're not just talking about goal attainment. We're talking about spiritual warfare, if that makes sense. All right, we're talking about white and black energy. There is definitely a white and black. There are polarities. And so as you live your life, as you take these goals, as you have these visions, you need a protocol. You need a prayer, and you need a deity that is going to protect you against spiritual warfare. All right? And so think about the areas in your life where you need some support. It could be something as simple as you're trying to do something in your life, but for some reason it just hasn't been working for the last couple of months or years. Maybe you've been trying to let go of an addiction. Maybe it's smoking. Maybe it's something else. You're addicted to something. What would you like to let go of? What would you like to get rid of? Maybe it is imposter syndrome. All right. Now, you know, you want to do something new in your life. And a lot of times we find ourselves in a stage where we want to quit with the old and you want to start with the new. But when we take that first step, we feel like an imposter, mainly because to our human mind, we don't belong there. And so we project that thought and feel like others might judge us because we don't belong there, right? So think about where all are the areas of your life where you feel you could use support from Hanuman. Because like I said, Hanuman is willing and ready and able to assist you and guide you and support you whenever you feel ready to reach out. And as we close, Action Tribe, if you liked this episode, if you feel inspired, if you feel charged up, if you feel motivated, then feel free to share this episode with a friend or somebody that you know that might benefit from this. If you want to connect, if you have questions, then just email me at aj@my7chakras.com. I'm online right now and I'll definitely reply to you. And at the end of the day, you know, I've said no to a lot of sponsorships, mainly because I want to maintain the sentience and the focus of these podcast episodes. So the more you can share, the more it helps. Have a nice day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.